This week, Juice is trying very hard to get an A&W sponsorship. I got mad at hockey, and this time it wasn't even a hate crime. And we talk about what video game character would make a great podcast co-host. It's dangerous. Oh, what's up, Bear the Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games and friendship.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about this week's video game character.
Sure, whatever.
So,
I don't think it's super important, you know what I mean? It's just like, keep it snappy, moving on, flow.
Zippy zap.
And today's episode is brought to you by our Patreon producers, John, aka The Bull, and Mystery. Thank you both. You're legends. We appreciate you. And more about that later in the show.
Yeah.
And now, snappy, poopy, poppy, boom, into the show. How you doing?
I've had a better week.
I think we're both bringing a little bit of a borderline manic energy right now of like, yeah, some things are fine, but there's also some things that aren't that fine. And yeah, like, okay, but we're here and we're excited to be here, but also fucking goddamn it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I've had better weeks. Oh my God. Can I say this? I think I can say this.
You tell me, man.
So.
You want to pop off about work, but you're trying to find the line?
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. Is
what?
I want you to get the fuck out of there, and I've said it for weeks now.
Oh, this is a different thing. This is a different
thing.
Oh,
okay. This is a
different thing.
I was going to say, I think you should just pop off. I'll make it a clip. So when you get fired, I'm like, good, job done.
No, there's basically something. So the thing that Jackson's talking about is there's something happening at my job where there's probably going to be a change in my position, and my position's nice. And I just work with somebody who I just don't fucking like. Like, I just don't fucking like them, and I don't want to work with them.
Surprise, not, she's in the Patreon.
Imagine, she's not fucking nice to me. I can't fucking stand her. So it's just very frustrating, and I just feel like I could be somewhere else that values me a bit more, not even only just like within the space, but also from like the members. Like,
yeah,
sometimes you like, if you look around a space and you're like, not everybody here likes me. And
do you
why
think there's hate crime in their eyes?
No, I think there's just like a lot of animosity for some reason, and it's just like, I don't know why you hate me, because I just tell you to do push-ups. You know, it's just like, it's like they take the hate they have for whatever is going on around them and they put it on me. And it's just like, I don't know what I did.
They could book a class at a different time with a different coach, right? Like,
and I wish they would.
They see who the coach is when they sign up, no?
I wish they would. Yeah, I wish they would.
Make that choice.
Sometimes it's just very strange. And it's weird because it's like, at the other gym I work at, everyone is just exudingly happy. Because you go to the gym to kind of like remove yourself from your everyday life and feel good. You know, you get, it's like in Legally Blonde. People who work out get endorphins, and endorphins make you happy, and happy people don't just shoot their husbands.
Right.
You know, like it's just, I just don't get it sometimes. It's just like, why are you mad at the gym? Like, if you're mad at the gym and you're using it as fuel to lift, great. I get it. I'm in. Let's yell and pick shit up. But it also makes you feel good after. These people are just straight up not happy sometimes. And I'm just like, I don't understand it.
You know what my theory is? Orange. Sorry. It was just right there. You know what my theory is? Is that group fitness is stupid. And the only people that attend it are stupid people. And
I did not say that for anyone listening.
Remember when you said that to me? I'm just regurgitating it back.
Do you know what the only thing that is actually holding me down to earth this week?
Is that diet A&W root beer in your hand?
I love sugar-free A&W. I am so dialed in. Caffeine-free, zero sugar A&W root beer. This shit slaps. I hate sugar-free drinks, and I drink one of these every single night.
A&W, please sponsor us.
This is saving my life. This, I literally cried last night when I came home and I had one.
And you were like, this is what I needed in my
life. Well, Mr. Box put a bunch in the fridge.
Oh my God, the best.
He did a nice thing, and then I burst into tears. And he was like, he did that thing again where he's like, you're crying for no reason. What are you? What's wrong? And I was like, I'm very stressed out.
But I do want to circle back. I do think that people that that go to group fitness, not to fire shots. If you're going to a gym, if you're going to CrossFit, if you're going to lift weights, chances are high that you are athletically inclined. I think that group fitness, you find people that are like, well, I need to go and move. I need to do something. But they're not necessarily athletic. They're not necessarily particularly outgoing. And therefore, I think they miss the whole vibe check. They're not as familiar with like gym culture and etiquette and those types of things. So I think you're getting people that are just shitty and mad at the world and
entitled,
somehow taking it out on you. I also do think there's something to say, not to justify anyone's behavior, but I think that if we were to do a worldwide study, people are the most miserable they've been in decades. I firmly believe that. I think that the world is so full of conflict right now that existing is a goddamn challenge, and people need healthy, respectful, responsible outlets for that frustration instead of going to group fitness and being shitty to my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anyhow, Juice, you announced a pretty cool show with a real blast from the past, and I wanted you to tell me more about it. Heidi, what's her nuts? What's her nuts? Genuinely, what's what her is nuts? Her last name?
I forget. I am opening for Heidi Montag.
Montag!
I am so excited. That woman raised me.
So when you say you're opening for her, what is she doing?
She has songs.
She's a singer.
She's a singer.
I thought maybe like a
she has smash
DJ,
hits.
Like
no,
Paris
no,
let Hilton.
Me, no, let me find her songs.
Okay. Give me some of these titles. Let me see if have I heard any of these songs? Chances are zero.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
Okay. They didn't. Absolutely did they make the radio?
Well, you don't listen to the radio.
No one listens to the radio.
Yeah, but like you wouldn't. This isn't the vibe. She has hit songs like I'll Do It. I'll Do It sped up version. I'll Do It featuring Pitbull. I'll Do It slowed down version.
Wait, hold on. So, hold on. If there's I'll Do It and the sped up version, is the slowed down version just not the fast version, or is that a third version? A
slower version.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay.
She has a song called No Going Home. I'll Do It, Mark Antonick's remix. Superficial, fashion, body language, featuring her husband, Spencer Pratt.
What does he do? He raps. He's got to rap.
100% rap.
He white boy raps for sure.
Yeah. And then this song called Blonde by Malibu Barbie featuring Heidi Montag. And her album coming up is called Heidiwood. Oh, wait. No, it's already out.
Is
it out? No, it's a preview.
I think the fact that we're uncertain that whether or not it's out is not a good sign for it specifically.
It's coming out in 21 days.
Wow.
And she has songs like Thank Me, Heidiwood, featuring Chase Icon, who is a queer icon, Wet Hot Summer in all caps, Prototype, Any Excuse to Party, Screensaver, Under Your Clothes, Sriracha, 5G Extended Mix, Go Harder, Top, Tetris, Flash, Extended
Wait,
Mix.
Hold on. Go back to?
Tetris.
No.
Yep.
She's got a song about Tetris.
She's got a song called Tetris.
So this is what's going to happen, and I can guarantee it.
I'm listening.
I'm coming to that show.
Yes.
It's in Vancouver. I'm going to be there. I'm going to watch you do your thing like I always do, and then I'm going to stand in the back when she gets up there, and I'm going to scream, play Tetris for the entirety of her set.
Play Tetris! Play Tetris! Play Tetris!
And she's going to be like, wow, that's a deep cut from my new album. Someone must love it. And I'm like...
She has over 3 million monthly listeners.
What?
Yes.
What I need from all of you Barely Gamers, are you listening? I need to know.
Heidi Montag.
To Heidi Montag.
Heidi Montag. So Heidi Montag. So can I just give you the history of Heidi Montag?
Yeah, but I also think it's particularly important because nobody knows who the fuck Heidi Montag is.
Like, everybody knows who Heidi Montag.
There's gonna be people who's like, I don't know who the fuck that is. And
I don't think you understand.
For good reason.
I accepted as a collaborator on this post, and I'm getting hundreds of comments today. People are so excited. So Heidi Montag was on a show called The Hills. Do you know The Hills?
Yeah, no, I know who she is. But I'm just saying, like,
but do you know how prolific Heidi is?
Yes. Yeah. She has such a niche specific
fandom
from 20 years ago.
I do not agree.
The Hills was on when I was like 15. That's like 20 years ago.
The Hills changed lives.
Sure. 20 years ago. And I haven't heard her name until this week.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Love Heidi Montag.
Sure. What's she been up to lately, aside from what you know of her in the last week and a half?
Her house burned down in the fires. very sad.
I don't know how to react here. I don't know how to behave appropriately right now. She's got 3 million monthly listeners. She's fine.
She's fine.
She had insurance.
I'm going to stand
in the back of her show and yell, "Play Tetris! Sorry your house burned down."
Do you know what she didn't have? A&W sugar-free and caffeine-free soda.
Give me an ad read and we'll send it to them.
Okay, give me one second.
Yeah. Take a second, but we'll do an ad read. We'll send it over to A&W and be like, "Hey, sponsor us. You can pay us in sugar-free A&W."
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Go ahead. First take and action.
Have you had a long day? I have too, and the only thing that's getting me through it and my mental well-being is A&W sugar-free root beer. It doesn't have any sugar or caffeine, and it gives me that nice, refreshing taste that an A&W does at the end of the day. Canadian-owned businesses, support them first. We will not be a 51st state. Drink A&W.
It's pretty good.
I made it political on accident.
It's almost impossible not to. I've been thinking about that. My streams... I've been thinking back on our previous podcast. I was like, it's impossible to not talk about politics. It's just like, how are you? And it's like, well, the political landscape is impactful. I don't know what to tell you.
I want to burn my skin off.
I want to hide and hibernate until like 6 years from now and see.
I know.
Yeah.
But things are getting better. And now you can tell me about your week and hopefully it's better.
Yeah, it's fine.
Great.
It's just been mixed bag. I've been stuck in my head a lot. I've been trying to maintain a gym schedule. I was active three days in a row. Did hockey on Monday, gym Tuesday, Wednesday. I took today off because my work schedule is a mess. I have tomorrow off of work. I'm going to get a massage. I'm going to try and get a leg day in, although like leg day and massage in the same day feels counterintuitive, so maybe not.
No, leg day before.
I was thinking about that, but it would be a morning one. But I think that might be the play one way or the other. So I'm going to try and get that done because in summary, it's self-discovery. It's like me being some days I'm like, what's up? Why am I miserable? And just frustrated that it's a mystery that I'm not understanding myself.
Mystery.
Yes. Shout out to Mystery. Thank you for being a Patreon producer of the podcast. But I'm just saying that like, I feel disconnected from myself and I'm not understanding my own emotions or moods. So there's been some days that have been good and I'm trying to put it under a microscope and I'm like, okay, well, the night before I ate better, I had better sleep hygiene. I didn't spend a bunch of hours scrolling on my phone. I went to the gym the day before. So I'm trying to stay active. I'm trying to conquer moods and at the same time also just be like, no, I'm okay being frustrated with myself. That is a natural emotion that I need. Yeah. Do not need to. Anyhow, I'm going through a whole fucking journey over here. Monday was one of the weird days. Tuesday was better. Monday, I was having one of these weird days and couldn't figure it out. And I was like, well, I've got hockey tonight. It's my first game of this summer season. It's going to get me moving. I didn't move much through the weekend, right?
So hockey goes all year?
It's multiple seasons throughout the year, but yeah. Yeah, so winter was like 20 something games plus playoffs. And then summer is 14 games, one a week, and then playoffs. So Monday, I was like, great, it'll be good. I can be social. I haven't moved well in a couple of days. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to play some hockey. I'm going to do that sports thing. I'm going to be that hetero boy, and I'm going to get out there and do that shit. I showed up, and we lost 10-2, and I about murdered my team. It was so weird. So, yes. In short, Jackson. I got mad. And there's, I think, a very reasonable justification, and I'll get into it in a moment. However, it was weird because I spent the whole day in a funk being like, I'm feeling like shit and I don't really know why. I'm just feeling off. Maybe shit is too dramatic. I was just feeling off and couldn't figure it out and couldn't put my finger on it. Then I went to hockey and instead of getting pissed off or instead of feeling better, I got more pissed off and then... It made me feel better because at least I knew why I was angry and I was like, fine, this is whatever. And then Tuesday I felt better. So basically the reason I was angry was, okay, let me take one step back before I tell you why I was angry. We lost our three best scorers. They're like, I'm not going to play in the summer. Summer league is tough. People go away. They go on vacation. They're non-committal. It's harder. It's fine. It's whatever. It's just natural. The reason I was angry is that we called up a goalie who agreed to come out and play. And in hockey, you never blame the goalie. However, We started this game with six players. Sorry, the other team started this game with six players. So you have five on the ice and one fucking person on the bench. That's not enough people. They scored four goals that way. Yes. And, you know, chewing it down, staying calm, not throwing blame. Hey, let's make sure we're helping out the goalie, trying to be supportive and uplifting. But Juice, I noticed by the second period, this fucking guy wasn't trying at all. It's not that I would way rather and completely understand playing on a team with someone who is not good, but is trying their best mm-hmm. versus someone who this kid looked like he was probably talented enough and just wasn't fucking trying. Mm-hmm. So every goal that got scored, I just like slowly lost my mind to the point where I literally finished the game, shook hands, and walked the fuck off the ice. I was like, I'm so done with this.
Oh,
I
so
was
you didn't so take upset. It out on them?
No, I would never yell at someone for that. It's beer league. At the end of the day, it's like, this is casual, even if it gets competitive. Yes. It's not worth me yelling at someone. But yes. just like coming out, agreeing to be at the game and being a part of the team, being a member that the team relies, and then just not fucking caring and getting the team buried like that, I just did not sit well with me. And yeah, I got real mad. It's just like, there was like one or two other guys on the team that I'm buddies with, and I just kept looking at him like, what the fuck is happening? Why is this like this? And he was just like, it's fine, calm down. I was like, ah.
I think there may have been external factors that might have drawn into you being this angry.
Well, I mean, maybe, but again, like I feel like I'm in a transitionary phase, and I don't know why. Like nothing, there isn't ones where my, like, I'm not changing.
You're transitioning?
Well, not just emotionally, like more like a werewolf than like, like the like tides, the tides have affected me more than like the moon and the moon. Mercury's less, in Gatorade again and
less
like
hormones.
Exactly, exactly.
Imagine today's the day where you're like, I'm trans.
Oh, wow.
That would be wild.
Honestly, if I could put my finger on something, I might feel better. I might be fine with that if that was the case.
Oh my God. Do you want to try a little estrogen? We could try it.
Is that drugs?
I mean,
I know what estrogen.
You know what estrogen. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, great.
But I kind of agree with you. I think there's external factors. I just don't know what the fuck they are. I just feel like I'm in flux and I need to find a new kind of baseline rhythm and average for myself. Mm.
I
don't know how or why.
I got it.
Tell me.
Rage room.
Thought about that. I also thought about being like, Kendall, when's the next gay boxing and can I attend, please? And then I was like, well, Kendall might be like, are you trying to commit hate crimes? And I would be like,
No, she told me that you can come, but she just has to prioritize queer people.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I can just sit in the corner. I'd prefer it, honestly. I genuinely want to learn boxing. And I know that's a group fitness class and I just shit all over them.
Yeah, I was like, and you just shit all over
them. At least I get to punch some stuff and then Kendall's there and Kendall's cool and I can be in the corner of the room by myself, not giving anyone trouble. I'll still be really encouraging and supportive of everyone.
Yeah, I love that.
Until they're mean. If someone's there and they're mean to Kendall, I'll chain them up to my boxing bag, my punching bag, and that's it. Anyhow, to your point,
if a gay person was there and you chain them to your boxing bag, they might like it.
I don't know, man. I might make the front page of the paper. That's hate crime territory.
They might be like, do it again. Hit me again.
I don't know, man. It's either way, it's a story to be told. You know what I mean?
Either way. Yeah. Either way. Great dinner party.
And story to be told leads me to my next thing is that on Tuesday, I sat and I did a live stream and then I had like an hour to wind down and I was like, I think my life got incredibly boring. And I sent you a message about it because you were like, what are you up to? And I was like, nothing. Wait, did I get boring? And you were like, maybe. And I was like, and I kind of thought about it. My life exists in like a 2-block radius of my apartment now, other than the hockey, like once a week. And I'm like, I need a new hobby. So that's when I was like, maybe I go and box.
Maybe.
I also don't have time in my life. Either way. I could be approaching personal crisis. That's it. I could be approaching it. I'm not
midlife
there.
Midlife crisis. We could say that. Midlife.
Well, if I live to 70, which how many times I got hit in the head in my youth, maybe.
What are you going to do for your midlife crisis? Hair plugs? Mm-hmm. Fancy car? Girlfriend way too young for you?
Maybe that one, probably.
Yeah,
just process of elimination. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just hanging out with a 21-year-old that's just
broads.
Broads.
Sorry, that was before we started recording. There's no context for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackson was asking me a question, and I referred to a group of women as broads, and I was like, "That's how you know I'm joking," because I've never referred to a woman as a broad in my life.
I was like, "Broads,
a bunch of broads."
Oh my god! Like, can I rant about something too?
Please.
Okay, so I have had a rough week.
Can I interrupt?
Please.
Can I just get you to tell me that I'm not boring?
You're not boring at all. I don't think you're boring. If you were boring, I wouldn't hang out with you once a week.
I appreciate that. I love you. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
So I was like, I've had a rough week. I'm going to buy myself a sweet little treat.
You deserve it.
I deserve it. I went to Gymshark, the fitness clothing store.
Yeah.
And they were having a drop today for a new t-shirt line, which was called the Onyx line. And it's supposed, and it makes you basically look like a Hunger Games fucking tribute. And I was like, that looks so fucking cool. I want one. That looks so cool. I want one. It's got a little scoop under the pec, makes you look jacked. I was gonna get the sleeveless red.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Sure.
Then I'm seeing all the stuff about like how this is like a huge drop and like all the stuff and like it's gonna sell out and there's gonna be bots. So I'm like, oh my God. So like maybe I'll just like make sure that I'm, you know, there at the beginning and I can just buy my thing and go. You know, boop boop done.
Yeah.
So there I am. I don't ever do like ticket sales, like being in the trenches and like refreshing and stuff. I don't do that. That's not my thing. But then I was so committed that I was just like, let me just see. So I am sitting there refreshing this page over and over and over. The website shuts down. The app shuts down. I'm like on Twitter seeing if like other people have bought it. There's like this happening. After an hour, I thought, okay, I'm an adult. I can't do this anymore. This is crazy. This is a shirt. Why have I been refreshing this page for a literal hour? I should do other things. You made a social post about it as well. I made a social post.
You were committed. You're emotionally invested.
I was sitting in my robe and slippers, refreshing this page for this shirt. Furious.
Yeah.
So then finally I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go play Expedition 33.
Nice.
Turn my brain off.
Sure.
You know, maybe take Molly on a walk. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, they're moving the drop to another day.
Because it fucked up so hard
that they no one could buy them. So they're moving it to another day. Because I guess like they were trying to stop bots, but in stopping bots, they also stopped
real people.
Real people from buying it. So now it's just moving to another day. So I didn't get my Hunger Games shirt, and I'm really upset.
So this is like the Nintendo Switch 2 for fit people.
Yes.
Everyone waiting in line, clawing at it, breaking websites, getting angry online.
Literally.
Did you get yours? I got mine. Orders canceled.
Well, in Australia, they dropped 15 minutes early and bots purchased everything and put them on eBay for like $500 a shirt. It's a shirt.
So hold on. Is this licensed?
Yes.
Hunger Games merch?
No.
It's just, use your Google. Actually, I will say this.
What?
I've seen this today. Instagram channel. I have followed a guy recently that does like fitness challenges. He sees other people do
the shirt.
So he went and put on the shirt in the middle. And
which shirt? Which one?
He said it was Onyx. It was black and silvery gray and sleeveless.
The black and blue and the black and red are the best ones.
Sure.
That you look like a Hunger Games tribute. It is so cool.
I don't like the Hunger Games.
You have no taste. I'm reading Sunrise at the Reapin right
What's
now.
That?
It's fabulous. I'm reading the new book. It's fabulous.
Right, sure. I started watching the first movie recently to just be like, I've never really watched these. I'll give it a shot. And the first 20 minutes is shaky cam nausea. And I was like, this is poorly filmed. I'm done with this. No, thank you. And I turned it off. I was like, did they not have a fucking tripod on that production?
We're in a fight.
Good. I'm ready for it today.
Let's go. So I didn't get my shirt. So now I'm just like, I'm going to buy myself shoes tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my new thing. Because mine have holes in them. I look like I run around in the streets. Like I've got big holes in my shoes.
Sure. We should get you some new ones.
Yeah, I'm going to get new shoes.
If I catch wind of the Onyx drop nearby, I'll go get one. And I know
it's
you're a big guy,
only.
So XL.
It's online only.
XL.
Extra small.
Sure.
Extra small. Extra small.
No, but you're big.
If anyone would like to buy me, I want the blue sleeveless, extra small. If anyone If I don't get it, I'm a blue sleeveless extra small. Just
saying. We're asking a lot of the audience this week. Someone get us in touch with A&W.
A&W, I want a Gymshark.
Juice has got a Gymshark request.
I'm just putting it out there, throwing it out into the world.
You sometimes just got to will it into existence, you know?
You got to manifest.
You got to manifest. I got to
manifest.
Yep. Putting the man back in manifest.
Oh my God. Speaking of man in manifest.
Okay.
I got tickets to a Renaissance fair.
Sick,
right?
Yeah. What are you going to dress as?
Me Hunger and Mr. Box want to dress as rats from the plague. So we want to wear gray and put mouse ears on and chase people.
That's pretty good. And chase people. That's my favorite part of your fucking plan is you're going to run after people.
Americans.
In a public space.
This is in the States. So,
well, don't go. What are you doing?
It's we're driving to, so we're going on a cruise with my family. We couldn't get rid of the vacation. Yeah. So we're on the way. We're going to stop by a Renaissance fair because we're driving.
Sure.
Kind of fun, right?
Yeah. That's fun. I like that.
I'm excited.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
I also wanted to ask you, I wanted to follow up on something you texted me about.
Please.
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh my God, yes. The hot guy.
Mm-hmm. What about him?
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
What?
So you messaged me and said, should I play Grand Theft Auto?
with
a picture of one attractive character. And I went,
he's the main character. He's the character you play. He's your playable character.
Do we know that?
Yes. It's either him or a girl.
Okay. So you sent me a message saying, should I play Grand Theft Auto? And I said, I want you to think about the main demographic of people playing Grand Theft Auto, and I want you to ask me that question again.
Yes.
Did you take some time to reflect on it?
Yes. A post came up on my Twitter, which is a hellscape, and there was an announcement that the new Grand Theft Auto was going to have pride parades. And people in the comments are writing how they're all going to join each other's lobbies and see if they can run over everybody in the pride parades at once. And I thought, I don't think I want to play Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good choice.
Yes, I don't think I want to play Grand Theft Auto.
I think there's multiple lessons to be learned here. And I think the biggest one is that if you put an attractive character in your game, Juice will buy it. No question. Barely any questions asked.
Yeah.
Apparently just one to me.
Yeah. Should I play this?
Yeah.
Do you know what you should be playing?
Tell me.
Claire Obscure Expedition 33. Jackson?
I'm excited for it.
It's so good.
Yeah. I want to get to it.
I'm at the end of Act 2. It is just fabulous.
Yeah.
Did we talk about it last week?
Very, very briefly, if at all.
I have it on story mode. It is still incredibly difficult. I am having so much fun. Me and my manager will talk about work, and then he'll be like, okay, now we have to talk about the game. And he'll tell me his skins that he got. Right now, one of my characters, she's Cunty Bob. It's very exciting.
So there's fashion involved in the game.
Yes.
Sick.
But yeah, there's different skins and hair and that's very secondary. It's just like once I've got them in great outfits and hair right now, not changing. It's very good.
Sure.
But like the weapons are cool. The attacks are sick. Like it's just a great game. And the story is so good. I want you to play it so bad.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think that I'm at an impasse with my games right now where I've been playing Assassin's Creed Shadows on stream for the last couple of weeks and nobody fucking cares about it. People are like, no, thanks. And like, the reason I got it seemed like a good one, but it just doesn't seem to have been paid off.
Is there no story?
So there is a story, but like the story is the part where people stop paying attention because it is long cutscenes. Like I spent all of the last stream, it was actually comical, doing some of the main story quests, and the adventure I went on was to steal silk to pay someone to make me nice robes, to go learn tea ceremony etiquette, and go to a tea party. And that, well, tea party is a little dismissive, but that was the main storyline. So I was like, I was in the middle of being like, this game isn't clicking with people, but also like, this is kind of more in our weird wheelhouse. Like this is some weird shit that's kind of funny. And, but a big part of the draw was I like stealth games, even though I'm terrible at them and I get frustrated. I think that's fun. and then you can collect animals. You can pet dogs and cats. Like we pet one, and Riley was in the chat and was like, oh, that's basically Molly. And so like I was able to bring Molly back to my hideout and like let these animals free on my thing. And I was like, that'll be a fun way to start and end each stream. And like, can we name them and like chase them around and pet them? And they're super cute. Wasn't enough. So people don't give a shit. So I'm very much in flux of like, well, what should I be playing and what game, like, what do I want to play that I think will resonate with people? And I do want to get to Expedition 33. So gaming's complicated right now. It's weird. I feel like the first quarter of the year, I was like, there's nothing like super exciting game wise. And now it's like every 2 weeks, there's been something really, really cool. So yeah, it's a great time, but it's also really challenging to get around to what I want to play.
That sucks.
Yeah. You know, good problems to have of like what games I want to play. There's too many games to play, but I'm gonna try and set up my PC's thing because I haven't done a stream for my PC in probably months now.
Oh really? Yeah. I haven't actually streamed in a few weeks. I haven't had the mental capacity to do it.
Yeah.
So I haven't, my brain's been too spicy to want to do it, but I will come back, I promise.
You guys heard it here first.
Yeah, I will come back. It's just right now I just every time something goes wrong in my day, I'm like, I don't want to sit and pretend that I'm happy for 3 hours. I don't want to do that. I just want to, I'm going to sit and play Clair Obscur and stab scary monsters.
Sure. Speaking of stabbing scary monsters, if you guys wanted to support the podcast, you could head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over there, you will find a myriad of additional entertainment content opportunities, anything ranging from video episodes of each of these podcasts all the way up to a monthly bonus video and cameo style videos from Juice and myself once a month. There's lots of different opportunities and options, many things to fit your budget. So go and check that out. Again, patreon.com/itdangerpod. And once again, thank you very much to our Patreon producers, Miss Tiri and John. We appreciate you both. Juice, I posed a question to you prior to the start of today's episode. I said, hey, who would be a good video game character that we could bring on the podcast as a co-host? And I think it's a good idea. I know it's my idea and it sounds very very cocky, but I think it's a good idea and I want to talk about it. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. So Juice, who do you want to bring from a video game straight to our podcast?
So the first one I'm going to give you is not going to make sense to you now. It might make sense to people who have played this game already, but there is a character in Expedition 33. There's two characters actually.
So hold on. You told me your list is two, and they're both from Expedition 33.
No. I'm only saying one of them, but there's two characters, but there's one of them.
All right. You're getting close to the line because your one answer is from a game you were playing an hour. One of your 50% of your answers are from a game that you were playing an hour.
No. One. What? Shut the fuck up.
You didn't do homework. That's all I'm
saying. There's two people, but I'm only saying one of them.
Uh-huh.
For the co-host, but I'm saying that... listen to my story.
But you said that your list is two people, so I'm saying that one of your... Well, you said it was two, so you didn't give me all your information.
Because you're not listening. Let me finish my sentence.
Go ahead.
I said that there's two people in the game who remind me of you and me.
Okay.
And you would have heard that if you let me finish my sentence.
Are they, I have to ask you this important question. Are they lovers?
No.
Okay. I'm surprised. They're pals, just palling around.
They're just pals palling around.
Sick.
Yes. Cool. So I would say Monaco from Expedition 33.
Okay.
And... we're going to put a pin in that one because once you start playing and you see the dynamic between these two characters, you're going to go, exactly, yes.
That's us.
that makes a lot of sense.
That actually makes me a lot more excited to play the game. I'm already excited to play it. I think that's
It's every time they have any kind of dialogue, I'm like, yeah.
Sure. Don't give me too much, but sell me a little bit on this individual. What do you think? How do you think they would fit into our dynamic?
How would they fit into our dynamic? I think they would get our banter.
Sure.
I also think that they would provide funny, more blunt jokes.
Okay.
So I feel like you and I are a little bit more, I don't want to say nuanced because that's not the right word.
But yeah, we're so deep.
Yeah, we're not deep, but we kind of dance around subjects a bit.
Sure.
This character, or Monaco, he's a little bit more blunt.
Sure.
So I think it. He would add a little bit more bluntness.
Is that, is this like when we brought Kendall on the pod and she called,
and
us,
she called us losers?
Fucking nerds. Fucking yeah, losers.
Fucking losers and nerds. Yes.
That is one of the all time great moments.
Yeah, that was a good name.
Yeah.
Okay, you give me one.
Okay, so one, I'm going to have to explain a little bit. This is Cave Johnson from the Portal series. So Portal is a puzzle platformery type of game. It's very passive in its story. However, Cave Johnson is this character that you hear kind of audio logs from. And they've got some really prolific... Prolific lines. Like, they have a whole rant about if life gives you lemons, turn them into grenades and say fuck the lemons and throw them back or something like that. Anyhow, there's a whole rant that used to be really fun. The voice is cheated because it's J.K. Simmons, who plays J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies.
Oh my God.
And his voice is just incredible. It was really funny. He's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine for one episode. He plays a character called Dillman. I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine for like the 300th time. And I got to the episode and they started introing Dillman's character. And I was like, I've seen this episode too many times. So I switched to a different series. J.K. Simmons was in the next episode I watched
there
as well.
He's in a lot of shows.
He's in a lot. He's very quietly an excellent, he's a very good actor, but he's very quietly in a lot of things. I mean, less quietly, he's in Whiplash, right?
Whiplash,
yeah. I think it won Best Picture one year. With Miles Teller, the drumming movie. Have you never seen Whiplash?
What About Me says I was seen Whiplash.
You have good taste and this is a phenomenal movie.
That is very nice. Thank you. I have not seen it, but I will watch it.
Okay, go watch that.
Have you seen Practical Magic?
No. Is it a good movie or a bad movie?
It's incredible. It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Ever made. If I look up the Rotten Tomatoes score right now, what do you think it is? Don't look. Don't look. I need you to guess first.
I'm going to say 89%.
I'm going to say, just based on your main character syndrome, 65 tops.
Ah.
What is it?
73.
Okay.
Oh, wait, which one? Are we looking at the popcorn or the splat?
The not the audience score. I don't trust the audience score.
Oh, 26%.
Remember when I just said that you have good taste? And this is a good movie? I might be wrong.
Oh my God. That's, it's such a good movie.
Yeah, sure.
I love Practical Magic. Why is it so low?
I don't know. Apparently it's not a good movie.
Oh, Sandra Bullock and
Jillian
and Nicole Kidman, born into a magical family, have mostly avoided witchcraft themselves. But when Jillian's vicious boyfriend, Jimmy Angelov, dies unexpectedly, the Owen sisters give themselves a crash course in hard magic. With policeman Gary Hallett growing suspicious, the girls struggle to resurrect Angelov and unwittingly inject his corpse with an evil spirit that threatens to end the family line.
Yeah, that reads like a 26%er.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the next person from a video game that you would like to pluck for talent?
Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah, okay. Weird that we both ended up with Spider-Man characters. Sort of.
Can't get fucked. I had to dance around it.
I'm not criticizing. I'm saying that's a fun coincidence.
I think Peter Parker would be a very fun one because, one, he's Spider-Man.
You want to objectify him.
And I want to objectify him.
Yeah, okay.
Two, I think Peter Parker is one of the more funny.
Yeah, he's quippy.
Quippy, funny, witty Marvel superheroes.
Yep.
Coming in a close second, I think Thor would also be a good one. If we can't get Spider-Man because he's too busy saving New York City or Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say Peter Parker.
I'll put a call out to their people and see what I can come back
with. Thank you so much.
No, yeah, no trouble at all. Smart. No,
but which Peter Parker? Tom Holland? No.
Well, no, it's from a video game. So you,
the video game one.
Tom Holland's not.
Yeah, he's not in the video game.
He's not an option.
The video game one.
The video game one. Yeah. Do you know that they did a weird thing in Marvel Spider-Man, the first of the series, right? They have the second one that has more Miles Morales, and they have the Miles Morales in the middle of that series. They went back and completely changed the character model because there was some like contract dispute around the rights to the capture artist's like face and likeness. So they had to go back in and completely change it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was weird. I still don't understand it entirely, but yeah, I know that happened.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the next one that I would, that I have on my list here is Link. I would bring in Link to replace myself, right? Silent protagonist. Talk. You can just talk the whole time. Main character syndrome fed. You're welcome.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I think I'm just trying to set you up for success as best I possibly could.
You just hear, hut.
Hey, yeah! And then you're like, yeah, anyway, except listen to my story now.
And I'm like, so then I went to Gymshark.
Yeah. I wrote down, we should bring on Astrobot as our mascot. That could be fun. Not as a, adorable. Not as a host, but as a mascot. While I was
as
thinking.
A mascot. Yeah. 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 As yeah, a mascot. Yeah, yeah. I would think Navi. I would think Navi would make more sense.
Hey, listen.
Yeah. Cause it's dangerous to go. Yeah.
Sure.
My last one.
Please.
Do you have more?
Yep.
How many more?
I have three on this list.
How many did you say?
Three so far, if you include Astrobot as a mascot.
Okay. Mine's a good closer.
Okay, so you want me to just... I'll rapid fire through mine. Next on my list, Cynthia Kiss.
That's not a video game.
I know, but I just thought that'd be funny.
Oh my God, the return of Cynthia Kiss. Yeah, 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 to replace me?
Yeah,
get
to
fucked.
To replace you. It's me and Cynth now.
Get fucked.
I also put on my list Huntress from Dead by Daylight.
A lot of non-speaking roles.
Yeah.
A lot of not talking. Yeah.
Although in Hooked on You, the dating sim.
So are you talking Huntress Hooked on You or Huntress Dead by Daylight?
I think standard Dead by Daylight, but I want to give her a voice. You know what I mean? Hmm. I want her to be able to talk. She hums. She's a terrific musician, clearly.
She just does the intro music.
Yeah. Oh, our intro music is just Huntress's humming from now on.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's fun. I'm into that. It's that's a good. Long song though, so like the intro is like 3 minutes long. The last one I had on my list here, Brenda Song from The Quarry. That's right, got her. She's in. And in this situation, Juice, I'm gonna let you stay. Yeah. So she'll join as a third host as opposed to replacing you.
Wow, all of mine, there was a third host, but get fucked.
I replaced you only twice. No, that's once. Not true. I replaced you once. I replaced me once.
Still.
So, even.
You're my friend. I don't want to leave.
Yeah, we'll just...
And I don't want you to leave.
We bring in someone else. Great. They cause Brenda a Song. Riff.
Oh.
Right?
Brenda we, Song we hits come, on you.
We come to hate the channel. You and I, we spin off and do our own.
It's dangerous to go...
It's dangerous to go alone.
With the number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly.
Nice.
But Brenda Song, you know what I mean? I know it's a loophole. She has a character name that I don't remember from The Quarry. So it counts. You know what I mean? It counts. She was in the video game and she's coming to the podcast.
I wish Kiki Palmer was in a video game because that would be a good one too.
Palmer?
Kiki Palmer?
Palmer. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Also, I think Brenda Song's married to Macaulay Culkin. Is that right?
I think you're being racist.
No. Hey, Siri. Are Brenda Song and Macaulay Culkin married?
Oh, no, you're right. Mm-hmm. I thought that was just another Asian person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks. Siri doesn't know. Oh, my God. Siri's a mess.
No, yeah. Wow, what a couple.
Weird, right? That's just a strange, unexpected couple.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I just think, like, I don't know the last time Macaulay Culkin's acted in anything. So in my head, the story of them meeting feels bizarre. That's what feels strange. It's like, I thought that he's done.
You know when you look at Macaulay Culkin and you're like, yeah, that's what Macaulay Culkin would look like, you know?
You think so, eh?
Just looks like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he's so Macaulay.
Like, my God.
Yeah.
That is just a face only Brenda Song could love.
Oh, well, must be doing something, right?
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Actually, maybe she can't be on because she'll make me feel insecure about myself.
Boners.
Because I'm the cute one on the pod. So I can't have Brenda Song come in and steal my title, my thunder.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. That's fair. Don't post this as a clip because then a bunch of mean gay guys are going to call you mid.
Yeah, again. Dicks. Can't have that week. All right, tell me your last one. And then I actually had something else I want to talk to you about briefly.
Go Donald ahead. Duck from Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts 2. Specifically the Donald Duck from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
I feel like we rant and we rave at the beginning of the podcast.
Sure.
We wouldn't need to because Donald would be there.
He would bring the anger.
He would have a new grievance every day.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
Every day. Every minute. Yeah. We would talk about a game and never would he be happy with it.
No.
Ever.
No.
Game of the year. Garbage.
Garbage. Just, well, I mean, to be fair, you told me that Grand Theft Auto was going to be terrible when I told you it was going to be Game of the Year.
It's not. Clair Obscur is going to be Game of the Year.
Well, also because Grand Theft Auto got delayed into next year, you could be right. Period. They delayed it this week. So do you think that we would need to subtitle the entire episode if we had Donald Duck on?
Can you do a Donald Duck impersonation? I always tell people that you have a really good one. So can you just do it for us?
No, I can't.
Because you just like try?
No. I could give you a Mickey. I could give you a Goofy, your Huck. Oh.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, boy.
Wow. My favorite is Minnie in Family Guy, where she goes, do I have to? Where she's taking off her clothes for Walt Disney. And he goes, you want to be a star, don't you?
It's a strange thing to have as your favorite scene featuring a children's cartoon character, but that's fine. That was a strange, specific, weird choice.
I think it's so funny.
Juice. Yeah. Have you seen, and since you're chronically online, I have to imagine you have, the discourse online about who would win in a fight between a silverback gorilla and 100 humans? Have you seen the discourse?
I am going to just reiterate what Robert Irwin had said. Can there be 100 men to save one gorilla?
Sure, that's stupid. Listen, this is a hypothetical. Is that Steve Irwin's bitch-ass son?
Oh, he's so hot.
Whatever. My question is, are you just Googling a picture of him to stare at right now?
No, I'm asking the internet who would win.
Well, this is a discourse. It's a conversation that everyone has an opinion on, and it's not what's important. It's not what I'm asking. My question is, it's a little bit of a test here. How many words are you typing right now?
Who would win in a fight with 100 men and one gorilla?
It's just going to give you some nonsense about how it doesn't know. There's a million things, and the answer is not what's important. It's the conversation. You're doing this wrong. Can you focus?
Gorilla would win.
Okay, good. Close that. That's not what's important. The answer is not what is important. It's the conversation around it. Jesus Christ. The question I want to ask you is, do you think you could win in a fight with a gorilla?
No, it's a gorilla.
Okay. I just wanted to test and see.
What about you?
No, absolutely not. I wanted to see just how Jacksons? Far. No, I wanted to see how far your main character syndrome would carry. If you were like, yeah, I could win. I could beat
There's 100 Jacksons a in the room. Do you blow yourself?
No, because really? I'm not homosexual. Mm. I'm not one of them.
Even if you're curious?
I'm not a gay man.
What if you had a clone and you could be like, maybe? Yeah. No.
Still no.
Still no.
No.
You're not related to them.
Listen, I can get out. It's not an incest thing that's the issue. You fucking moron. Is that what you thought my hang up was?
Yeah.
I'm a straight man. That's a man, even if it's me.
Yeah, but it's you.
I just said, even if it is me, that's still a man. That's not of my sexual interest.
Is it gay to jerk off?
No.
Well, it's just like jerking off.
No, it's not. There's a different person.
It's not a different person.
There's another person.
Fair.
Thank you. Also, especially when I can go out there into the world and get any of the brads that I want, you know?
Brads.
Any of the brads that I want.
We're getting complaints on this episode.
Yeah, this is a bad one. Anyhow, thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it this far to the end, know that I appreciate you immensely. Thank you so much for listening. Maybe tell a friend. That would make my whole goddamn day. I appreciate you. And Juice is going to tell you where you can follow up with us in between podcast episodes.
Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at itdangerpod. Jackson makes some funny, quippy little Instagram reels and posts them, and we appreciate the support. Even if you just want to give us a like or give us a comment on one of our newest episodes, it will help boost us in the algorithm just a little bit more so we can move up and people can discover us organically. Don't forget to join us next week where we talk about there's 100 gorillas in the room and one Jackson. Who is going to beat Elden Ring? See you next time.
Bye, everyone.